Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smeals reporting for WTNS News. All existing levies that were on the ballot in Coshocton County passed in Tuesday's election, but voters balked at new taxes to support children's services and the Garraway schools. Voters in the Garraway School District turned down for the second time additional funding that would have generated about $1 million a year. The final unofficial tally was 1,392 opposed, 1,185 in favor of a 4-mill 10-year levy, or a 207-vote margin. This past spring, a similar request failed by 11 votes. Voters passed a 1-mill 5-year renewal levy for the Buckeye Career Center, with majority voters in Tuscarawas, Coshocton, Harrison, Carroll, Stark, and Wayne counties voting for that levy. Only in Holmes and Guernsey did the majority voters vote it down. The Coshocton City School District's 5.3-mill 5-year levy passed with 62% of the vote, 2,099 to 1,285.
Grateful. That's the first word that comes to mind. It's a relief, but we're really grateful. We've got a great community. We've got great supporters. Education is not an easy task, really, for any community. And we understand this is really also an economic development issue. We need to have strong schools. We'll continue to do our best to be good stewards of the funds that the community has provided for us.
The West Holmes Local School District renewal for 2.5 mills was roll received by voters. Unofficial numbers show the levy passing with 63% of the vote, 3,408 votes to 1,984. That combined from Holmes, Coshocton, Ashland, and Wayne counties. The countywide children's services levy, though, was defeated with 53% of the vote. The levy would have generated new money to address the agency's growing client need, which Director Danny Brenneman says is directly related to the drug issue in Coshocton County. He says officials will reassess local cases, especially those requiring the largest amount of dollars, and make sure that placements are appropriate, but voters may not have heard the last of the issue if the situation does not change.
Down the road, we will have to determine if we want to campaign to voters to, again, consider anything additional. Our current levy is up for renewal next year, and we will definitely come back to the voters to consider that renewal. I would just reiterate to voters that as far as an agency at Job and Family Services, I do believe we're being as fiscally prudent as we can with the taxpayers' dollars that we're given. And it's an epidemic that we have very little, if any, control over.
Three other countywide levies passed, including 911, Senior Services, and the Board of DD. West Lafayette voters passed a renewal levy supporting the Village Police Department, 469 votes to 206. The 2-mill tax for 5 years provides payment of salaries, personnel, and operations. And village officials have been given the go-ahead to negotiate with the city for water services in West Lafayette. All township levies passed, as did the Walhending Valley Fire District's renewal, approved by 64% of voters, 1,308 to 747, and the AmVet's request for alcohol sales, 305 to 178. The Village of Warsaw's renewal also passed handily. Republicans retained the state offices of governor and lieutenant governor, attorney general, auditor, treasurer, and secretary of state. And Gary Fisher won the local county commissioner's race over independent Rick Conkle. The only Democratic wins were two seats on the Ohio Supreme Court and U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Republican Congressman Bob Gibbs, who represents Coshocton County as part of the 7th congressional race, won in all 10 counties, including Lorain County, which Democratic challenger Ken Harbaugh calls home. Gibbs' margin was anywhere from 4 percentage points in Lorain County to 60% margin in Holmes County. Overall, Gibbs generated 59% of the vote, 69% here in Coshocton County. At the State House, Jay Hottinger easily retained his 31st Senate District seat over Democratic challenger Melody Stewart, with support from 2 out of every 3 voters. And Republican incumbent Larry Householder beat Democratic challenger Tyler Shipley for the 72nd Ohio House seat with 69% of the vote overall. Shipley's strongest support came from Householder's home county of Perry with 33% of the vote. Voters rejected State Issue 1, an Ohio constitutional amendment to make possession of drugs misdemeanors in an effort to reduce the state prison population and divert the savings to drug treatment. Most judicial and law enforcement groups opposed the measure. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor says it was well-intentioned, but ill-written.
Voters, when they voted, were informed about what the real impact of Issue 1 is going to be. Look, Ohioans are suffering from this addiction crisis. Too many families have lost loved ones. And what we really want, we want a real solution. We don't want somebody from outside the state of Ohio telling us what we need to do.
Shakira Diaz is a spokeswoman for Issue 1.
Access to treatment is a difference between life and death. No one should have to live continuous humiliation after they got sober because they still have a felony conviction. We're undermining public safety every day that we close doors to treatment, to access, to employment.
Issue 1 became a point of debate in the Ohio governor's race, with Republican Attorney General Mike DeWine opposed and Democratic candidate Richard Cordray supporting it. Elsewhere, Patricia Delaney retained her seat on the 5th District Court of Appeals, which hears cases from Coshocton and 14 other counties. She captured 60% of the vote district-wide. Voter turnout in Coshocton County was 52% compared to 54% statewide. In other news, the village of West Lafayette is getting into the Christmas spirit in more ways than one this holiday season. WTNS's Diane Coe has that story.
Council has been discussing since last year the interest by residents of having a public Christmas tree on display, but village officials also have launched a new idea for the West Lafayette community to do something out of the box to encourage creativity.
The Christmas tree project that we're working on, we did meet with Jones Metal, got all of the metal pieces that we need to build that Christmas tree.
Village Administrator Heather Stouffer says she thought a Christmas contest would bolster even more community pride for residents and businesses, too. Stouffer says constructing a tree that can be displayed annually is the goal, but some of the details will remain a surprise yet.
I did talk to Cabot Lumber, so should have those pallets here pretty soon to finish that piece of it, and everything else is coming together.
A proposed tree is planned to be erected at the lot adjacent to the Village Municipal Building. The Christmas Decoration Challenge will have two categories, residential and business, with resident property winners receiving a $25 gift card from the Ridgewood General Store and the business property receiving a $50 gift card from the West Lafayette Rotary Club. Applications can be picked up at the Village Municipal Office or printed from the Mayor's Office Facebook page as well. Deadline for entries in the Village is November 30th.
And taking a look at the sheriff's report from yesterday, 5 accidents investigated and a couple of complaints. Cassandra McKay was traveling east on County Road 9 when a deer ran out in front of the vehicle and caused her to strike the deer. Pollyanna Schuler backed into Robert Reiser. Carlos Maurer was traveling west on State Route 541 when he was unable to get stopped in time and struck the rear of a vehicle driven by Barbara Jennings of Coshocton. Tim Ogle rear-ended Ashley Martis. Ogle was cited for operating a vehicle impaired and not maintaining an assured clear stopping distance. Kim Lau reported a vehicle broke a mirror off of his vehicle while driving down County Road 49. Robert Schaefer reported a bicycle stolen, and Bonnie Corder reported a theft. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
It is 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, 42 degrees currently outside our studios in downtown Coshocton. It is time for the Communication Alliance program. I'm Mike Bechtel here with you till 11 o'clock this morning. And, well, the election is behind us. So we can talk about the election, the election results. Historically, here on the talk show, it usually takes people a day or two to decide how they feel about election results, but we'll give it a shot this morning nevertheless. And national politics, the Democrats take over the House of Representatives. The Republicans retain the Senate. Here locally, most of the levees passed, with some exceptions. So we can talk about that if you would like here in just a little bit. We're going to be speaking with some folks from Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in just a moment. But right now, I do want to remind you, we have high school football coming your way Friday and Saturday here on FM 99.3. Friday, the Tri-Valley Scotties take on Wadsworth in Division II playoff action. Airtime at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And Saturday in Division V, the Ridgewood Generals take on Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia. Airtime is 6:30, and kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock. This football playoff feature is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton for auto, homeowners, motorcycle, renters, boat owners, RV, business, 401k, IRA, financial planning, and more. Call 623-2207.
I'm Chase May. I play offensive line and middle linebacker for the Ridgewood Generals. My favorite memory would probably have to be being in Clear Creek here in front of our home crowd for week 11. I expect a tough fight for them. It'll be a tough game. I'd like to thank our coaches that prepared us and got us this far.
This high school football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent, located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands?
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $9 to $10 per hour depending upon position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive in Newcomerstown, or call them at 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
This is Betsy Gosnell inviting you to Pancake Day, Thursday, November 8th. Hot, fluffy pancakes at the Elks Lodge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See you November 8th at Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They guarantee your claim will be fast, fair, and hassle-free. Or your money back, no questions asked. It's another way Allstate is changing car insurance for good.
For a free quote, call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867.
Hey guys, Casey Allen here to let you know that my good friends down at Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation have a fully equipped physical therapy department. So if you need any type of physical therapy at all, give them a call at 740-291-8100. I promise you they'll do a fantastic job.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Russ Decor and I would like to personally invite you to a design workshop to make your own Thanksgiving centerpiece on November 13th, 6 p.m. at Russ Decor on Main Street. Limited space is available, so call the flower shop today for your reservation, 740-295-9100. Now, here's the weather.
Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 40s for tonight. Mainly clear, lows around 30. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Right now it is 42 degrees outside our studios in Coshocton. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a little bit. And we have some guests with us here, Marty Bickle and Debbie Sheets. And they are here from Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And it's time for their annual church bazaar. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for being here with us today.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, let's see. Where should we start? How long have you been doing this?
We have been making noodles at our congregation since 1989. Helen Hodum led the noodle making process for a number of years, and then we had some other members that teamed up, the Klinglers, former residents who manned the leadership role for a while, and now Linda Storm, who's Helen's daughter, is now with Mar German leading our team making effort, and we work in at our church for about 6 days making noodles. We made about 280 pounds of noodles this year.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of fun doing it. It's become a tradition. a time of fun and fellowship, and we always close the day. We always start the day with prayer, and we always end the day with food and fellowship. So we enjoy it, even though we do complain a little bit.
All right. Now, I want to get back to the noodles here in just a little bit, but what are some of the other things that are going on in addition to your famous noodles?
Well, right along with the noodles, we use the yolks of the eggs, and we save the whites of the eggs and make angel food cakes. So those are sold at our bazaar. The ladies take home the egg whites and make homemade angel food cakes, which you can buy. We have a lunch room that we serve our homemade noodles in chicken noodle soup, and we have vegetable beef soup also. You can buy those by the quarts and take them home if you want, or you can eat them there in the fellowship hall, along with shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, sloppy joes, and there's always pie and cake that you can have in addition to that while you're sitting visiting with friends in the fellowship hall.
Now, 280 pounds of noodles that you will have made by then?
Yes.
Okay, and now is that dry or is that cooked?
That's dry. Okay. We dry them and then weigh them.
So that's over a tenth of a ton right there. So that's a lot of noodles. And you, as you said, you made make good use of the egg whites with the angel food cake. What makes these noodles so special?
They're made with love.
Uh-huh.
And they're homemade, of course.
Okay.
But we get lots of people that come to the bazaar every year to buy our noodles. And that's why we've had to go to making two batches. We do it in September and in October because we were doing it just one time a year, and the church members bought all the noodles, so we didn't have any for the bazaar. So now we make a batch for the folks in our church congregation, and then we make a batch for the bazaar. So we make lots and lots of noodles.
All right. I had some of those noodles last year, so I can attest they are scrumptious noodles. Now, how many people are involved in the whole process? Describe what it's like there in the kitchen when you're working on your noodles and your angel food cakes.
Well, the angel food cakes are baked at home by people in the church, but the noodle making, we start off in the kitchen making the dough. And that has to be mixed in a mixer. And then we roll those out and make what are called little biscuits. And we slide those through a noodle maker to make them flat. And then they are dried and then cut again into noodles. So
a noodle maker, what does noodle maker look like?
It's a pasta maker.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm at the first station, so I crack eggs. So every day I crack. It takes 3 dozen eggs to make one of our batches. And we make 6 batches usually a day. So I'm cracking a lot of eggs in the morning.
So have you ever figured out how many eggs you crack? Let's see. It takes a...
Well, we make eight. We crack 18, plus we add a few to each. We tweaked our recipe, so sometimes we add a few extra. So I would say about 19 dozen eggs I crack every noodle-making session for that day, and we do that 3 days.
So. Now, the yolks stay there at the church for the noodles, but yes. You mentioned that the angel food cakes, those are made at home. So you separate the eggs and then send the whites out on its merry way.
Right. Out of each 3 dozen eggs, when I crack those, I withhold a cup of egg white and put that in a separate container. And then the ladies take that home and measure it out, and however much it takes to make an angel food cake. I'm not an expert on that. So
no. We're not asked to make angel food cakes. We're noodle makers.
Yes.
All right. Noodle makers and proud of it. Now,
yes.
Is 280 pounds, is that a new record for you, or have you made more than that in the past?
I think it is, because I think when we weighed out the first batch, Linda was just amazed that we had 140 pounds of noodles, mm-hmm. and that was more than we had anticipated. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know why that happens, but it did, and we're thrilled. Yeah, we go with that.
Do you have a gizmo to separate the eggs as well, or do you use your fingers?
It's Debbie.
Okay.
I crack the eggs, and I have one of those Tupperware, separate.
Yes. Yeah.
But sometimes that doesn't work so well. So, yeah, you go back to the hand try, back and forth to get it. Because
I don't separate eggs that often, but when I do, I just use my hand and let the
the white.
Oh no, I crack it and put it in Tupperware.
Yes.
Okay, and
we have
so,
a machine.
And now your noodles, they always sell out, don't they?
Right, yes. They're $3 a bag, mm-hmm. and so they do sell out quickly. So we open at 10 o'clock.
Thanksgiving's just in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and they'd be wonderful on the Thanksgiving table.
Yes. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us about your famous noodles?
Not much about the noodles, but we do have a pick a cookie table that I find amazing because last year I think we had over 30 varieties of cookies, and you are able to pick a dozen. You can pick all the same kind, or you can pick one of each. And they're $3.50 a dozen. You pick whatever you like, and the ladies will bag it up for you. And it's really a nice assortment. Mm-hmm. So if you like cookies and don't want to make cookies for the holidays, you can certainly come and pick a cookie of your choice. And for $3.50 a dozen, it's quite a bargain.
Okay. The noodles, are they usually gone like within the first hour or two? Or?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now, this is this Saturday, right?
It is this Saturday. We'll also have baked goods, some crafts, and some white elephant items, too. And a lot of people, maybe local people, went to vote there yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to invite all of them to come back and come to our bazaar on Saturday from 10 to 2.
That's 10 to 2 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, 1500 Pleasant Valley Drive, and a lot of the Coshocton precincts vote there, so that's the church. If you don't know where we're talking about, what else would you like to share with us about what all is going to happen on Saturday, ladies?
Well, just the white elephant table is always a big draw because you sometimes find that plate that's missing from your setting, or you find a book that you were dying to read and couldn't find it, and there it is on the white elephant table, and things are rather inexpensive, so you can certainly afford to buy two or three items from the white elephant table.
And we want to acknowledge all the support we've gotten over the years since we've been having the bazaar. We certainly appreciate that and hope that people will come back and see us again.
All right. Now, is this something that is a fundraiser thing?
It is. We use half the money to benefit needs locally and then globally as well. So we try to split it in half.
Doing some nice things here in the community and helping people around the world as well. And it's something that events like this that have been going on for so long, people they're accustomed to it. They're used to it. It's a social mm-hmm. event as well.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what time do the Buckeyes kick off on Saturday?
I don't check that.
I got the old thin shirt on here. I'll find out for you.
Well, it's not noon, I don't think.
It is.
It's noon?
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have the game playing in the background with the Christmas music.
Or you can come buy a quart of soup and take it home and watch the Buckeyes. Come early, buy some things and take them home, and you'll have all your stuff for lunch while you watch the Buckeyes.
Okay.
But you'll have 2 hours from 10 until 12 to do a little shopping and enjoy some fellowship with your friends, and then go watch the Buckeyes.
All right. Sounds like a plan. What else would you like to touch on today?
I think that's it.
All right. It's the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Annual Church Bazaar. It's this Saturday from 10 to 2, 1500 Pleasant Valley Drive in Coshocton. That's the address. We've been talking to Marty Bickle and Debbie Sheets, and we have open phone lines from here on out. Let's get started.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
You can save up to $300 during Certa's Instant Savings event at Wilson Carpet and Furniture. Purchase an iComfort mattress and customize your sleep experience with a Certa adjustable base. Savings vary by model and size. Also save on Certa Perfect Sleepers and White Dove two-sided mattresses, now through December 1st. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street.
HDX Seminole High School playoff football. And WTNS Radio is taking you to the games.
It's overthrown and intercepted, and it could be returned. Down to the 20, the 15, inside the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown on the interception by Tri-Valley.
Friday night's broadcast in Division II football playoffs. Tri-Valley takes on Wadsworth at Dover Crater Stadium. Then on Saturday, in Division 5 football playoffs, the Ridgewood Generals take on Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia Woody Hayes Quaker Stadium. Airtime both nights approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7.
Tingle the quarterback, gets a snap, straight back, looking to throw, little out pattern, caught by Colton Smith, has some room. He's crossed a bit dial, the 40, he's down the sideline to the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Colton Smith.
You can catch all the play-by-play right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com. It's high school playoff football. We're taking you to the games right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
This football playoff feature is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton. Call them at 623-2207.
My name is Deontay Brandon. I play middle linebacker for the Ridgeville Generals. My favorite memory of the season was probably coming out last Saturday night with the crowd. I mean, I've never been in a home playoff game before, and that was pretty sweet. Beating Amanda meant to me it was just another week of football. It's pretty cool. From Meadowbrook, I expect they're gonna come out and run the ball a lot against us, definitely. And I expect them to throw it too. I'd like to thank Coach Slusser. I mean, he's done a lot for us. He's a pretty good guy.
This football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent, located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands? We have open phone lines looking for our first phone call of the morning. If you want to look back on the election, we certainly can do that. And I'll run down some of the results both locally and across the state and country here in just a little bit. In the meantime, did you stay up late? Did you listen to the local results here on FM 99.3? Give me a call. The 24th annual WTNS 50 Plus Expo is coming up a week from tomorrow, Thursday, November the 15th at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. The expo is sponsored in part by the Coshocton Regional Medical Center and will run from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend, and admission is free. Come on out and join us for a fun day at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. There'll be a Sunday bar courtesy of Whit's Frozen Custard. That's the WTNS 50 Plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. It's a Thursday, November the 15th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Many local businesses and organizations will be there to show you what they have to offer to local seniors, including Riverside Manor. Nick Schmidt from Home Loan Financial Services will be there, Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home, Community Hospice of Coshocton, and Coshocton Coffee Connection, and that's just to name a few. There'll be many, many more, and you are invited. It is 9:36. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Tony Weston at Jacobs Vandeman Insurance Agency. When you have a loss, insurance suddenly becomes a very real part of your life. We represent Westfield Insurance because we feel their excellent claim service sets them apart from their competition. Our customers experience the kind of service that makes them feel relieved to be insured with Westfield Insurance and the Jacobs Vandeman Agency. Real people providing real value for all your insurance needs. Please call the Jacobs Vandeman Agency at 622-1796. The Jacobs Vandeman Agency, serving the area since 1904.
Why wait? Serve your community by pursuing a high-paying, rewarding career in public services and safety at Central Ohio Technical College. Earn an associate's degree in criminal justice technology, emergency medical services technology, fire science technology, forensic science technology, human services, law enforcement technology, or early childhood education technology.
It's close to home. It's affordable.
Take classes in Coshocton, Newark, Pataskala, or the Knox campus in Mount Vernon. Learn more at cotc.edu/public services. Central Ohio Technical College. Education that pays.
This is Betsy Gosnell inviting you to Pancake Day, Thursday, November 8th. Hot, fluffy pancakes at the Elks Lodge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See you November 8th at Kiwanis Pancake Day.
At Irwin's Family Eye Care, they have a brand new state-of-the-art dispensing tool that will give you the most accurate measurements on your progressive and bifocal lenses. It can recommend the best lens option to fit your lifestyle and deliver the most precise, individualized vision. Stop by and check out their latest equipment at 535 Chestnut Street across from the post office. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s for tonight. Mainly clear, lows around 30, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Right now, outside our studios in Coshocton, it is 42 degrees. We have open phone lines for the remainder of our morning today. We can look back on yesterday's election. A lot of people voted early, and that seems to be a trend that continues to grow. So we can talk about the election if you would like, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. A lot of different ways to explore and talk about the election and how it shaped the political climate here in the United States. Democrats have won a House majority, gaining power to investigate President Donald Trump and help shape the nation's political agenda for the next 2 years. Democrats have picked up at least two dozen House seats, capturing the 218 seats needed to break Republicans' eight-year hold on the House that began with the Tea Party revolt of 2010. While Republicans retain control of the Senate, the Democratic win in the House ends the GOP monopoly on power in Washington and opens a new era of divided government. Democratic candidates flip seats in a host of suburban districts outside Washington, New York, Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, and Denver, including many that were won by Hillary Clinton in 2016. Democrats also made inroads in Trump country, winning several races dominated by white working class voters. And again, the Republicans retain control of the Senate. I'm looking for the Senate story here. The race for U.S. Senate, and that's not what I'm looking for. I don't know if that's been resolved just yet. There are still results that are coming in, a few things that have yet to be resolved. But fairly clear picture this morning. So your thoughts on how the election is going to shape national politics. And here locally, let's run down some of the local issues and candidates here. Tax levies. Let's see, the one for the Coshocton City School District, that was a renewal, and it passed overwhelmingly. The one for Children's Services, it failed 6,190 votes to 5,446. The Hopewell renewal passed. The Senior Center renewal with an increase passed by a significant margin, a couple of thousand votes. The City Street Levy passed overwhelmingly. So those are just some of the things that decisions that were made here locally. If you want to talk about that, we can. And in the past, it seemed like the day after the election, I think that we're going to have a lively talk show and a lot of discussion and viewpoints. And sometimes it takes a day or two or three to digest everything. So we can talk about the election, certainly. If you would like, if you want to change the subject, that yesterday, of all things, we talked about our favorite aromas and smells. Didn't expect that to happen, but we've got a whole bunch of calls on that, so we can continue that today as well. If you do want to talk about sports, we can do that. The Buckeyes taking on Michigan State this Saturday. You can hear that game here on FM 99.3. And remember a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I said I had a bad feeling about this Purdue game. Starting to get that feeling about the Michigan State game as well. The Buckeyes beat Nebraska last Saturday, but it was not a thing of beauty. It was not a blowout. And Nebraska, one of the most successful football programs of all time, but they have gone through their struggles over the last couple of years. So I was not exceptionally impressed by their win over Nebraska. And furthermore, Michigan State is a much better team. Maybe the best team the Buckeyes have faced so far this year. The two marquee games early in the season were TCU and Penn State. And both of those teams have Lost some games since then as well, taking some of the luster off those wins. And the Buckeyes, their issues with the running game and their defense giving up the big plays. You know, they got a good coaching staff, but I'm not sure if those are problems that just new techniques and a new approach from coaching can fix. We'll find out on Saturday, I guess. So we've got that to talk about. We need our first phone call of the day. If you don't want to talk about the election, that's fine. If you don't want to talk about sports, that's fine as well. Give me a call and let me know what you do want to talk about. 740-622-1560. We'll be back here in just a moment.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Ever wonder if there's a way to save on all that cool new energy efficiency stuff? Well, wonder no more. AEP Ohio has a lot of ways to save on their website. For example, there's a program where you get paid a few bucks, and they cart away that old energy-hogging fridge. There are some nice rebates on Energy Star appliances and smart thermostats. AEP Ohio also has instant discounts on LED bulbs at lots of stores. Learn more on how to save on energy efficiency products and appliances at aepohio.com/save.
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC. CenturyNationalBank.com.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Do you know what ALL is? How about CML or CLL? No, they're not internet slang. They represent a collection of blood cancers that kill people. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and have been in the business of funding blood cancer research for the last 65 years. In fact, it was the LLS funding of Dr. Brian Druker's research that changed chronic myeloid leukemia, CML, from a deadly disease to one controlled with just a pill a day. Our next target is AML, acute myeloid leukemia. This deadly blood cancer kills 10,000 people every year in the U.S. alone. In collaboration with Dr. Druker and other organizations, we are betting he can make history again with AML. With more than 300 active research projects, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is going after every blood cancer out there. Not someday, but today. Be part of history in the making. Visit LLS.org. That's LLS.org.
Management from Ohio Dominican University. Because ODU's Sport Management Master's degree is available 100% online, you can complete your graduate degree around your schedule. Want to fast-track your master's degree? ODU's accelerated format gives you an opportunity to complete the entire program in just 16 months. Learn more about our online Sport Management Master's degree and all of our online offerings at ohiodominican.edu/radio.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine set broken bones, perform wound care, and remove bunions. Common health issues that they treat include ingrown or fungal nails, horns, warts, and skin problems like athlete's foot. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? To find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Love.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
It is 9:49. We have open phones till 11 o'clock, and I'd like to hear from you, 740-622-1560. President Trump is praising candidates who embraced his policies and principles during the midterm elections, saying they did very well. In a tweet Wednesday, Trump tells those candidates who avoided him to say goodbye. Trump campaigned repeatedly for Republican Senate and gubernatorial candidates in Missouri, West Virginia, North Dakota, Florida, Georgia, and other states where he won in 2016. Several of those candidates won their races last night, while other contests remain too close to call. Trump says Tuesday's big win for Republicans was achieved, quote, all under the pressure of a nasty and hostile media. But Tuesday didn't bring complete good news for Republicans. Democrats won back control of the House. Trump is scheduled to discuss our success in the midterms, in quotes, at a White House news conference later today. 10 minutes until 10 o'clock. Phone lines are open, 740-622-1560-1567 or 545-9284. And so both Democrats and Republicans claiming victory. And if you look at a historical context, typically the Congress does swing back after a new president is elected. The first midterm swings back towards the party that the president is not a part of. So we can look at it from that perspective. Give me a call. We have open phone lines, nothing but open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. And yeah, like I said, usually it takes a few days for us to completely digest the election results. If that's the case, give me a call and let me know what else you'd like to talk about this morning. The phone lines are dark, and I'm counting on you to light them up. So some of the people who voted in yesterday's midterm elections yesterday didn't end up wearing the usual I voted stickers that voters usually sport after doing their civic duty. That's because the stickers ended up instead on the headstone of Susan B. Anthony. It's part of an election day ritual that pays tribute to the voting rights pioneer at her gravesite in Rochester, New York. Dozens showed up to put the stickers on the headstone. And by the time the head of the Susan B. Anthony Museum and House arrived around 10 a.m., there were already dozens of stickers affixed. And thanks to social media, there were numerous shots of the Anthony and the stickers that adorned it. And that story makes me wonder about the stickers to begin with. We all get to look forward to getting that sticker after we vote. Little round sticker says I voted today, and maybe the purpose of that's to send the message to others that haven't voted to get out and vote as well. But I don't remember those stickers being around long ago. And furthermore, I thought, well, that's just an Ohio thing. But I saw lots of my Facebook friends from all over the country sporting their I voted stickers. So what do you know about that, those stickers? And what do you do with yours. We can talk about that if you'd like. By the way, taking a selfie with your cell phone while you are in the voting booth, that is a no-no. It is against the law. Guess I should have warned you about that yesterday or the day before. We have open phone lines. I'd like to hear from you. We do, in fact, have a couple of callers waiting to take care of a little bit of business. This will be a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Ag producers, in a volatile ag economy, how can you protect more of your bottom line? Learn about supplemental revenue coverage policies from RCIS. Our full suite of products includes price and revenue options, including R-Powered, a new product with a higher level of revenue protection and increased flexibility. Need added protection? At RCIS, we've got this. Contact your crop insurance agent today. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
It is 5 minutes until 10 o'clock, and we do have some callers waiting, so let's get to the phones now. Hi, you're in the air.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, about there in the middle, I guess. I was watching the Weather Channel yesterday, and they were showing the devastation left by the storms in some of the other states. And I was wondering, you know, all these towns that don't have power and stuff, what happened to these people who can't vote because there was no power and their towns were devastated? I mean, is it just tough luck or is there something that's done about that?
That is a good question. And there was inclement or bad weather in a lot of parts of our country yesterday. And I'm just guessing here or assuming, but regardless of the weather, it's up to the voters to get themselves to the polls unless you voted early. And there are a lot of options, but to me that would indicate that when you have bad weather and somebody is maybe just lukewarm about voting, there's a possibility that they could just simply stay home because of it.
Yeah, well, some of these storms took place, you know, before voting day, but their towns, you know, were leveled and they don't have no power.
Yeah.
You know. And I just, you know, is it just tough cookies?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'd be interested to know how many towns were without power for an extended period of time on election day. It would seem reasonable that there should be provisions made in such an instance, but I honestly don't know. It's a good question, and I don't have a good answer for you.
Yeah, well, I might throw up against the wall and see if it sticks.
All right.
So I'll let you get some other callers.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It is at 9:58. The phone lines are dark, and I don't know if I'll be able to do any research on that or not. It's a good question, though. Well, what happens if your town goes all election day without any power? And maybe the voting machines can't operate, or maybe transportation becomes difficult, if not impossible. Don't have any answers. Let's take another phone call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Morning.
I'm not going to discuss the election because I really don't know the results. but I thought I'd weigh in the recycle police.
That's you, isn't it?
That'd be the recycle police.
Okay.
I'm hoping they can get deputized by Tammy so no one will arrest me for messing with people's recycle.
You don't ever do that, though, do you?
I sure as heck do.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So sue me. You know, I'm standing on the curb. I'm not on your property. I'm taking illegal things that you put out illegally and place them in your trash can carefully and neatly in the dark and noisy anyway. But pizza boxes are still the biggest faux pas. I've been walking down around, God, what's the name of the street? It's just newly paved anyway. It's off South 14th Street. And I've seen several Adornetto pizza boxes. And they have a really, really nice wax paper insert. And those boxes are just as clean as a whistle. And I just wonder if our local pizza people could pick this up and do this. There's other things I see in pizza boxes. Of course, you have to take the wax paper insert out, which I did. People will leave this funny little circular white divider. They'll leave their daggone banana peppers in there. It's like, excuse me, this is not cardboard. This is food. Please get out. The other item, I see a lot of glass jars. Well, if it's a pickle jar, take the lid off, throw it away. It can't be used because it's a combination of metal and usually some sort of a silicone seal or some kind of, you know, something that keeps it sealed nice and tight. So that's not legal. And they're not going to unscrew your jar caps at the recycle place, nor are they going to unscrew the tops that you put back on your beer bottles. Mike, that's pretty peculiar.
What, putting the cap back on a beer bottle?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's, you know, like unnecessary extra work.
Yeah, there isn't any money in this to unscrew the bottle caps and throw them away. They're going to throw everything away. And I know that Zanesville is having issues. That's come up in the news, too. They're possibly going to have to discontinue their recycle program because of all the violations. So that's why I consider that I'm providing a service trying to clean up the city's recycle items, so they're totally legal as much as I can.
Now, when you say legal, there's nothing illegal, but nothing against the law about putting a wrong thing in a recycle bin, is there?
I would think it is. If there's regulations telling you what you put in your trash, this is one of them. There's regulations regarding the recycling, what's supposed to be in there, not supposed to be in there. I don't know. I have to talk to our law director, but I really think that it is. You are technically breaking the law, in my opinion, if you fill your stuff up with trash. A lot of styrofoam still. They don't want your meat trays. They're the biggest offenders. Oh, a bottled water, they come in a tray, you know, with a cardboard bottom and that shrink wrap.
Yeah.
The shrink wrap's illegal, and no one's going to spend time disassembling because it's devilishly difficult to get that doggone little cardboard platform out from the plastic and set it out because the cardboard's legal. So they're the things that I see that just are thoughtless. It would be nice if people... I see fewer and fewer problems every time Tammy and I get on the phone, so people do listen, and they're getting educated. That's simply all I'm trying to do. But speaking of another form of recycling, if you hit a deer or you see an injured deer by the side of the road, please call our sheriff's department. Our deputies care about our deer population. They try to go out if they have time. They're not wildlife officers, but they try to go out and shoot the poor animal, and so it's not in pain. And they try to rehome the carcass so it doesn't sit out there by the side of the road and rot and offend people. So I just once again would urge people, because we're having a lot of deer strikes right now by vehicles, to please not leave that animal there. Even if you're not going to call your insurance company, you did it illegally. All you got to do is pick up your cell phone and say, I think there's an injured deer at a certain address. You don't have to tell the truth and say you hit it and you're leaving. You know, just please pick up the phone. Or if you see one when you're driving, you see an injured deer by the side of the road, please call your sheriff's department. But it seems like the minimum amount of humanity would require that you would do that, don't you think, Mike?
Sure.
I wonder if your pizza places could put some sort of literature in their businesses and reminding people, please do recycle our boxes, but don't recycle the greasy, tomato smeared, cheese dripped on portion of the boxes. If they would step up a little bit, I think the problem would be greatly, greatly reduced. I just want, what would it take, Mike? Do you think that's a reasonable request?
Absolutely.
I think I'll ask Tammy if she would maybe send out some sort of a literature to all the pizza places and ask them to please try to find a way to make their boxes more recyclable, because heavens to Betsy, Mike, I can't believe how much pizza people eat in this town.
Well, we have a lot of pizza places. We do support a lot of pizza places here in Coshocton.
Yeah. You were talking about aromas, I guess, one day?
Yeah, that was yesterday, yes.
Oh, I just made homemade tomato soup. Now, there's a fine aroma for you.
What do you put in it?
Well, I haven't described the recipe to my cashier at Aldi's yesterday. She said, can I have the recipe? I said, no problem.
You put basil in it?
Yeah, some basil, a little oregano, a little bit of parsley.
Uh-huh.
A couple cans of crushed tomatoes, some chicken broth, evaporated milk, teaspoon of baking soda. And shucks, you're done. Oh, an onion. You want to saute an onion, give it some flavor. You puree it all to make it nice and, well, it's not going to be as creamy as your store-bought, but you puree it all in a blender to reduce the crushed tomatoes. And it freezes really nicely.
A little bit of cornstarch might give it that creamier texture that you're looking for.
I don't know if you want any thicker. It's thick.
Okay.
You're right. It's not creamy. So it is a different texture than most people are accustomed to, but if you like real food, it's really awesome. So that's my contribution to wonderful aromas during the winter cooking season.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. It is 5 minutes after 10. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. And we can talk about the election if you would like, or we can talk about recycling. And how about it? What do you think? Is that something that the onus is upon pizza shops to remind their customers how to recycle the boxes? Give me a call and let me know. We'll be back in just a moment. Let's get our national international news now from the Associated Press.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is threatening Democrats who just won the House, warning them against launching investigations that could target him. He says Republicans could begin some investigations of their own, of Democrats. AP correspondent Steve Peoples is in Washington with what the Democrats could do.
Most importantly, it gives Democrats subpoena power now in Congress, where they can, you know, use legal means to force the release of things like Donald Trump's tax returns, things that that Democrats have been trying to get their hands on for a long, long time.
Though the Democrats took the House, the Republicans will keep the Senate, and soon the president will hold a post-election news conference. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani is at the White House.
President Trump will hold a rare solo news conference here at the White House late this morning to tout what he calls incredible elections, where the Senate expanded its GOP majority. Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell will speak to reporters an hour earlier. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi will have her own news conference to celebrate her party regaining the chamber. The questions remain about whether she will return to her old role as Speaker.
The Girl Scouts are suing the Boy Scouts because they're dropping the word boy from their program as they try to attract girls. The Girl Scouts call it misconduct that they say may confuse the public. Authorities in Oklahoma say a woman shot and killed her 16-year-old daughter and her 18-year-old son and tried to shoot another daughter who was 14. Amy Hall is in jail, charged with first-degree murder. No word on a motive. Critics are slamming French President Emmanuel Macron after he praised a French World War I general who subsequently collaborated with the Nazis in World War II. Macron says Philippe Pétain was a great soldier during World War I. This is AP Radio News. Democrats took some governor's races yesterday, but the Republicans took some key governorships.
In Florida, former Congressman Ron DeSantis, handpicked by President Trump, wins the contested governor's race.
The greatest professional honor of my life.
Defeating Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum. Ohio and Arizona stayed in the red zone, but Wisconsin's conservative governor Scott Walker was defeated by Democrat Tony Evers. And Michigan Democrat Gretchen Whitmer ended many years of GOP control there.
We want a Michigan that works for every one of us.
Illinois and Kansas also went blue, with a final verdict still out for Georgia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Several women working at a D.C. polling place helped to save an elderly man who had a heart attack while voting. They called 911, were told to start CPR, and then they traded off with each other doing CPR for several minutes. They also used a defibrillator. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and we do have open phone lines all the way up until 11 o'clock this morning. And our last caller, we were talking about recycling, and some questions that did come up. So I felt that a call to Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention was in order. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
And Tammy, we had a regular caller, a very conscientious recycler, and we were talking a little bit about recycling, particularly here in the city of Coshocton. Now, we have the Kimball bins, and then we mm-hmm. also have the smaller bins to put recycling in them. So as succinctly as you can, what can you and can you not put in those bins, and what are some of the biggest offenders?
So what you can recycle, of course, are the obvious things. Here in town, Kimball accepts glass. They accept paper and cardboard. They also accept plastics. I believe 1 and 2, I can look that up on their website. Now, our county drop-offs recycle, we accept 1 through 7. But I can look that up for you pretty quick on Kimball. I believe it's only plastics 1 and 2. And how you find that, and that plastics are kind of a strange thing. You have to look for the chasing triangles and then look for the number either 1 or 2 in your, on that particular plastic product. The most recyclable items would be your water bottles, soda bottles, plastic jugs that detergent comes in, shampoo bottles, things like that. Even plastic vitamin bottles can be recycled. And then we have aluminum cans, and then like steel cans, or they're not completely steel, but food cans, such as, you know, canned corn, that kind of thing, food items. So all of those things can be recycled.
A lot of those things will, unless they're rinsed off or cleaned, at least a little bit, will oftentimes have some food residue left on them. What about a greasy pizza box or somebody leaving, somebody doesn't like to eat that little pepper and leaves it in there?
It's definitely those things should not be thrown into the bin. The main thing we want people to remember about recycling is, you know, kind of that keep it clean. So even, you know, if it's a half, even if it's plastic and it's half filled with soda or some sugary drink, if you could just dump that out, give it a quick rinse, great. Pizza boxes, things like, you know, pastries, donuts, those boxes that tend to get that grease on them, That makes it what's called contaminated. So those items wouldn't be able to be recycled. And it you pose the risk of contaminating, you know, other paper that may be in your recycling and making that so that it can't be recycled.
So what happens if somebody does put a greasy pizza box or a dirty can in recycling? What ultimately happens?
Well, a can is one thing because that's going to kind of go through a process, rinsed out. The reason we want to keep it clean in our bins and before, you know, it gets to the recycling process plant is pretty much to keep down odors and critters.
Yeah.
So that's the primary reason of rinsing those things out, because if you think about, say, a food can, that's going to get melted down. You don't have to take the label off anymore because that, in that process, that all gets removed, food gets removed, and then those metals are taken out of there. Paper is different because what happens with paper and cardboard is that it gets kind of chopped up, mixed up with hot water in order to produce a pulp, and then it is then reprocessed into another type of paper. So if it has grease on it, and we all know what happens when grease and hot water mix, that grease goes everywhere through that hot water. So it, then when that water is removed and they're trying to form the paper, that could make grease spots in their products. And, you know, that would be fine if everybody was okay with having some grease spots on a box, but I think we all know better than that. As a consumer, you know, what is visually appealing is going to sell. And you just can't have that kind of contamination on products.
And concerning glass,
okay.
She gave an example of somebody putting the lid back on a pickle jar, for example.
Yeah.
And you know, it have the label on it as well. Is it best to, you know, discard the lid, or is it a problem putting the lid back on?
It's not, because, and I hate to say this, because I mean ultimately we all want to do the right thing. So to do the right thing would be to remove that lid and to discard it. But honestly, when it goes to the MRF, the materials, gosh, now I lost my mind here. Resource facility, that's, you know, basically where they take all the recycling, it gets sorted, that will be removed, but it is a lot easier in the process if that doesn't have to be removed later. If you can take that extra step to remove that lid, again, with glass, you don't have to remove the label on that.
So what I'm hearing is that different types of recycling, such as some are more, contamination has more impact than others. For example,
absolutely,
if you got a real greasy pizza box, that's just not going to be able to be used. But if somebody does leave the lid on a pickle jar, which, you know, take it off if you can, but that's not going to, it can still be recycled.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And there again, you know, if you can keep it clean, if you can do the best that you can do, that's where we try and, you know, steer people in recycling, is just to do the best you can. And if you're not sure whether something can be recycled, I encourage people to give me a call. I answer questions like that daily, and I'm happy to do it because that helps keep some of those contaminants out of our recycling, you know, things like rubber hoses or, you know, plastic hangers, for example. You know, just because something's made of plastic doesn't necessarily mean that it can be recycled. So and plastics, as you know, runs the gamut. You know, plastics can be something like a shampoo bottle. It could be a styrofoam cup. Those are all types of plastics, but they are not all recycled the same.
Now, last summer or spring or whenever it was, you know, a few months ago, we talked about the city of Cleveland, and they were either proposing or implementing a policy to ticket people, to fine people, to have laws about what you can and cannot put in recycling. Number one, what is the status of that policy? And number two, is there a policy in Coshocton or Coshocton County that makes it illegal to put the wrong things in your recycling bin?
In Coshocton, no. There is no, that I'm aware of, there is no ordinance. If you put something wrong in your Kimball recycling in town, there's no fine or anything like that. Some towns, their trash services, be it Waste Management, be it Kimball, whomever, sometimes they will leave a hanger on your recycling and say, hey, this is, they'll leave it in the bin, whatever can't be recycled, with a little hanger that says, this is why, this is what should be recycled, this is what can't be recycled. For Cleveland, and this was a little, it was earlier in the summer, It goes into more of just you recycled wrong and here's your ticket. It's got to be repeat offenders, and it also has to do with things like not bringing your cart in, leaving them out for long periods of time, things that, mattresses, box springs, things that are not picked up, leaving those kinds of things out. So it goes more into just, you're recycling wrong, here's your fine.
Well, and when I had that story, the perception was that you're going to get a $100 fine if you put a dirty pizza box in your recycling, and it would seem if they take that hard approach that would be a disincentive for people to want to recycle at all.
Right. And it pretty much the violations. It's going to be for your more repeat offender. People that are just, throwing everything in their recycling bin and not even trying.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing about, leaving the carts out, setting carts out too early. Of course, Cleveland has, issues with parking and things like that. And, in a bigger city, you can implement some of those things because there's a need to have areas for people to park and not block walkways and that kind of thing, whereas we kind of get out of that a little bit being in a more rural area.
Well, and you have always been good about educating and helping people recycle correctly, and certainly appears to be the goal of our mm-hmm. earlier caller. What are some of the things that you get questions about the most about what you can and cannot recycle?
I get a lot about the pizza boxes, actually, because that's kind of becoming more in the forefront, and people are like, really? You can't? And then when you explain it, of course, it makes perfect sense. But it's that whole educational component. You think you're doing the good thing. I call it wishful recycling, where you want to throw everything in there and hope that it can be recycled. There are just some things that can't be. Recently it's been a lot of plastics. I get a lot of questions about plastics. Even things like plastic utensils, straws, things like that. Those are called single-use plastics, and they really cannot be recycled. So to that end, I suggest to people, yes, you get them, or, maybe you can stop purchasing them, or maybe you can stop using them. Bring your own silverware to work and use that silverware and take it home and wash it at night instead of using plasticware. So some of it is what can be recycled, and some of it is how can we reduce our waste so that, it's not good enough just to recycle. Maybe we don't even need to have some of these things at all. Styrofoam cups, bring your own coffee cup, that kind of thing.
Now, not to beat this to death, but but plastic straws, there's somehow there has been a movement that against plastic straws, and to me, with all the things that can be recycled and all the things that has to do with waste management, that just seems oddly specific.
It does, and I think part of it is because if you were to walk down any street, or along a beach or anywhere, those are the types of things we see as litter. So not only is it not recyclable, but it often ends up as litter. So I think, I'm not diametrically opposed to plastic straws. They certainly have their place in the world. But, do your kids need a plastic straw every night at dinner time? Probably not. So I think plastic straws are just the scapegoat currently.
Okay.
It'll be something else later.
Okay,
it
well,
used
that's
to
a,
be.
Now, and one other thing along those lines, another one of the, I'll call it a charismatic recycling, and that's the six-pack holders.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
We've seen all the images of turtles and fish and ducks that get caught in those things. Mm-hmm. Does that happen a lot?
It happens, you know, it happens frequently. It doesn't happen, you know, how do I say this? It's not as bad, you know, you'll see more animals that get hit along the roads from cars than you would the plastics and that kind of thing. But it still definitely impacts. Yes, they can get caught up in it and kill them that way. Waterfowl and stuff can ingest the plastics and cause them to be sick and died. Fish can eat it. So it's ruining their habitat, and it can kill them, definitely.
And just to indulge our earlier caller, as he suggested that perhaps pizza shops should bear some of the responsibility or take some of the initiative of informing their customers what to do with their boxes.
That's not a bad idea. You know, a little poster out front or, you know, a little message on the pizza box. I wouldn't be against that because I can only reach so many people. So anytime anybody's going to encourage other people to, you know, to recycle correctly and give them good information, hey, I'm all for it.
Do you have another minute?
Yeah, sure.
What do you know about the Great Pacific Trash Vortex?
Well, I know that's pretty big. it's huge. I last looked into all of that. It's been a few months ago. Interestingly enough, a lot of that waste is fishing line, fishing net. It does have some plastic things, but a lot of that is from fishing big waters and, you know, residue left by humans, unfortunately, that have collected and waste that runs off from our watersheds and so forth down into the oceans. So I abhor littering. I can't stand it. I want everybody to not litter. And if you can pick up a few items every day, maybe you keep it out of a river, a stream, or even the ocean.
Well, we do have people around here, and many of them that do just that.
Yes, and I would be one of them. So I always encourage people, you know, hey, if you see something on the ground, yeah, I'm not asking people to pick up, you know, really gross stuff. But if you, you know, if you see a pop can on the ground or if you see that, you know, napkin unused, of course, you know, you've got a second. You can grab it and put it in the receptacle. It doesn't take too much time.
Well, as always, I appreciate you indulging a call on the spur of the moment like this. And just for the sake of our listeners, you are a regular guest here on the program. We'll do that again sometime. Maybe take some more calls.
It's actually November 15th. I'll be on.
Oh, we're already scheduled, huh?
Yep. Yep, for a National America Recycles Day. So I'll come on and regale everybody with some more recycling facts.
I will see you in a week and a day.
Sounds good. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Tammy. That's Tammy Rogers from Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine are physicians. They set broken bones, perform wound care, treat corns, calluses, remove bunions, and can even perform total ankle replacements. Our physicians complete three-year residencies in hospitals and train to manage your total foot and ankle health. Athletes with arch problems or tendon issues frequently seek out care from our physicians. Common health issues that podiatric physicians treat include ingrown or fungal nails, as well as warts and skin problems like athlete's foot. If you have ulcers or blisters, you should have that checked and have your footwear checked too. Diabetics are especially prone to foot issues when they have neuropathy. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? Visit associationsadvanceohio.com to find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association to help you, so you know that you are being treated by the very best.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF LibertyLink system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier.
Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more profit potential per acre compared to Asgrow Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Betsy Gosnell inviting you to Pancake Day, Thursday, November 8th. Hot, fluffy pancakes at the Elks Lodge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See you November 8th at Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home has been serving Coshocton area families for over 70 years. I am Jessica Paisley, and we are honored that so many of you have chosen Given Dawson Paisley. Our membership in the Dignity Memorial Network allows us to offer services that no other funeral home can offer. Whether you are pre-planning or in your time of need, Given Dawson Paisley Funeral Home would be honored to serve your family now and in the future.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Do you suffer from headaches, neck pain, lower back pain, knee, hip, or joint pain? Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street and let us help you get back to life.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet, but he has got some great deals on new carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, mainly clear, lows around 30. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. 42 degrees currently in Coshocton, and it is 10:30. We still have a half an hour of open phone lines ahead of us. If you want to talk about the election, if you want to talk about recycling, if you want to talk sports, we can do any of those things or whatever else is on your mind today, like this story here. Let's just toss this into the mix. Actually, we have a, let's go ahead and read the story here. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. Did you follow all that? Let me read that sentence one more time. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. In a complaint filed Monday in Manhattan federal court, the Girl Scouts claim the name change erodes its core brand identity and sows confusion among the public. They say the Boy Scouts have no right to rebrand themselves as the Scouts or use terms like Scouts or Scouting to open the program to girls. The Boy Scouts, which announced the name change to its program for 11 to 17-year-olds in May, said it was reviewing the lawsuit. In a statement, it said it believed there is an opportunity for both organizations to serve girls. So your thoughts on that, if you have any. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock, 740-622-1560. Let's get a sports update now from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Duke in midseason form. In November, I'm Rob Bushka. Sure, he's just a true freshman, but Zion Williamson, some say, is the best player to come out of high school since LeBron James. After all, he's 270 pounds like James is, played like it, a man amongst boys, scoring 28 points in just 23 minutes, making his debut as the fourth-ranked Dukies beat number two Kentucky 118-84. Duke scored 59 points in the first and the second half. They'll play top-ranked Kansas, who beat number 10 Michigan State, 92-87. Villanova, Gonzaga, and Syracuse, other teams of note to win. Baseball sources say national star Bryce Harper rejected the club's aggressive offer to re-sign him. NBA, the Celtics' Kyrie Irving fined $25,000 after heaving the ball into the stands in frustration. You're listening to NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline full synthetic motor oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
It is 10:33. Phone lines are open till 11. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, it's me again.
Yeah.
I heard the news just before the recycling people got on there talking, and I heard that thing about the Girl Scouts suing the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And several months ago, we talked about this. When some equal rights group or women's group or whatever ended up forcing Boy Scouts to accept girls. And we had a couple of callers call in about, you know, they think the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts should stay separate. And if they wanted to have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts together, they should start a co-ed scouting thing. And we said it'd lead to nothing but trouble, and here comes the first step of trouble.
Well, I guess it's up to each organization to set their own policy. The Girl Scouts apparently feel that the Boy Scouts are stepping on their toes.
Well, I don't know which group, if it was the Women's Equal Rights Group or whatever, that forced the Boy Scouts to take girls. And now they can no longer call themselves Boy Scouts because they got girls. So, they dropped the name Boy, and now the Girl Scouts are suing them for trying to entice girls to join them. It's just getting ridiculous. I think that, you know, the Boy Scouts should go back to being the Boy Scouts. The Girl Scouts should go going back to being the Girl Scouts. And then they ought to have a co-ed scouting. One of those co-ed for boys and girls. So that's my opinion.
All right.
What do you think?
Well, like I said, both organizations have the, as far as I'm concerned, they can set their own policies. I don't know, you know, if membership is down for one of those groups or both of those groups. Certainly they would like to do what they can to encourage more memberships. But, you know, like I said moments ago, we're to the point now where apparently they're stepping on each other's toes, and the Girl Scouts feel that dropping the word boy is an effort to attract girls, which would presumably be a threat to the membership numbers of the Girl Scouts.
Well, I don't think that's why they're doing it. Because the women's rights group or whatever who forced the Boy Scouts to take girls when the Boy Scouts, you know, weren't taking girls, and these equal rights groups got them to take girls. And the Girl Scouts came out and said, hey, we don't care what happens. We're not taking any boys in the Girl Scouts. And, you know, it's just getting to be a mess as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's not something I'd lose sleep about, but.
Well, I don't remember all of the circumstances under which the Boy Scouts changed their
policies, but it certainly would not be out of the question. In fact, it would be likely that there would be organizations that would apply some pressure if they felt that the Boy Scouts were not being fair. But ultimately, the decision would be up to the Boy Scouts leadership and administration. Rather than, I don't know what you mean by when you say they were forced to.
There was some girls' parents or whatever that took the Boy Scouts or had a judge's decision to make the Boy Scouts. I mean, you can look it up on the internet. I don't know.
Exactly I can't right now. It, my computer's down. But
it was like, I don't know if a judge or something or other or whatever forced them into taking girls.
Okay, well, I'll have to look up the history.
Okay, well, I'll let you get some other calls.
All right, it is at 10:38. Well, we do have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. And what we're talking about here, and this was just in this morning's AP News. I'll just read the first line here. This is kind of difficult to follow. The Girl Scouts of the United States of America has filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts of America for dropping the word boy from its flagship program in an effort to attract girls. In other words, the Boy Scouts now do accept girls, and in order to indicate its inclusiveness, they have, in fact, dropped the word boy from its flagship program and now call themselves the Scouts. Girl Scouts doesn't like that. They say they're trying to attract girls. So I'm not quite sure what all of the dynamics that are in place. Their last caller apparently is doesn't like activist groups or those applying pressure to the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts to change their policies. So what are your thoughts? Give me a call. We do have a couple of callers waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, it just sounds to me like there's too many lawyers.
Well, and there's a lot of them, yeah. They all need something to do.
And they're getting hungry. But anyway, that's not the real reason I called. I seen an article the other day on the news where they had a hearing over in Washington, and it kind of bugged me a little bit. It was in Congress, and all these news people was crawling around on the floor taking pictures and so forth. Now, you can't tell me that with the technology that we got today that we really need that.
What was the event or what was the context? I mean, because, you know, as far as cameras go, it would seem that in most situations you could stand there with a camera and get your shot. But, you know, it's hard to have an opinion without, I mean, was it in Congress or in the chambers or what was the situation?
They was in a hearing and they was crawling around on the floor taking pictures of the various office holders. But with the technology that we got today, we don't need them crawling around on the floors. I mean, we can take pictures with a pinhead and pretty accurate stuff. I just don't quite understand why we have to have that in Congress. If you was in a small group, like at the fairgrounds or what have you, different story. But this is our governing body of the United States government. And I don't think that we need that. We're more intelligent than that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I'm still trying to picture a scenario where it would be necessary to do so. Were they getting in each other's way, or were they trying to get a good angle? and how many were doing this?
Oh, there was about 10 there on the floor.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I just I find it distracting. Number one, to the lawmakers. And number two, I just don't think it's needed with the technology that we've got today.
Okay, yeah, I'd be interested in learning more.
Okay, and like I say, I think we need less lawyers.
Well,
we'd have less lawsuits.
The lawyers have been, a lot of people have considered them the bad guy for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for your call today. It is 10:43, and we'll be back to the phones right after this.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Which is good to keep in mind, because whether you're running a small business like coffee brewing, or lawn mowing, or dog walking, no matter what your business is, you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. That's where the printing experts at the UPS Store can help, with everything from professional business carding and brochuring to menuing and postering. All the printing your business needs to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Everything for small business. And, of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Printing, one of the many inks the UPS Store provides for your business. Business carding, brochuring, postering, flyering, it's all professional and easy at the UPS Store. Every ing for your small business. And, of course, shipping.
After an illness or surgery, oftentimes a doctor will recommend a short-term stay in an extended care facility or some outpatient therapy. Hi, this is Brittany Murphy with Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Newcomerstown. Our therapy facility allows our staff to provide both inpatient and outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We have private rooms for short-term and long-term nursing care. If you'd like more information on any of these services or to schedule a tour, call me, Brittany Murphy, at 740-498-5165 or visit our website at riversidemanor.com.
This is Betsy Gosnell inviting you to Pancake Day, Thursday, November 8th. Hot, fluffy pancakes at the Elks Lodge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See you November 8th at Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Dedicated to quality products, Kime Lumber stocks Yeti ice chests, soft coolers, and drinkware. Yeti is built widely stronger to keep ice longer. Yeti is built for tall tales and epic adventures. Kime now stocks the new Yeti wine tumbler and Tundra Hall, the first Yeti cooler with a handle and wheels. Kime also offers custom engraving options for most drinkware models. It makes a great gift. See all the Yeti products at Kime Lumber, A Route 557 in Charm, or KimeLumber.com. Kime Lumber, a world of ideas for your home.
Looking for a clean pre-owned vehicle? Come to Lock 20 Auto Sales in Newcomerstown. Check out our inventory at lock20auto.com or call me, Jeff Westfall, at 740-498-8811. Now here's the weather.
Mostly sunny today with high temperatures in the upper 40s, mainly clear tonight with lows around 30 degrees. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Currently outside our studios in Coshocton, it is 55 degrees. It is 10:46. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. I want to touch base on that Boy Scout, Girl Scout thing.
Okay.
Give them women a lot of credit for standing up to Girl Scouts as Girl Scouts. The men don't seem to have the backbone. I could use some other words, but don't seem like they had the backbone to stand up to, you know, continue to hold the Boy Scouts as Boy Scouts, not, you know, Boy and Girl Scouts. So I hope them women can win this one. If they're going to stand up that, you know, Girl Scouts is going to have girls in it and Boy Scouts have boys in it, that's how it should be. And I agree with that caller previously that, you know, if you ain't going to have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, then you form another scout thing if you want to. But if you're in the Boy Scouts, that's who's in there is boys. And if you're in the Girl Scouts, that's who's in the girls. So I hope that they can win as far as standing up for what they believe in. You know, they have a Girl Scout, and that don't mean that girls can't go out and start campfires or cut firewood or do any of that. It's just that the girls are apparently, you know, this group is saying, hey, we're Girl Scouts, and that's what we're standing for. And if you're going to be Boy Scouts, then be Boy Scouts. If not, then, you know, you're out of the picture. And I think a lot of the men have not stood up for what they should be standing for. Well, you know, if a court ordered it, like, you got to let girls in, then they should have just disbanded. Say, hey, we're no longer going to be any Scouts at all then, you know. But they won't do that. They ain't got no backbone to stand up. So I hope if the Girl Scouts are standing up to, like, we're going to have Girl Scouts and that's all it's going to be on our Scouts, that's how it should be. And the men should have stood up for that, but they haven't stood up for it. They just cave in. As soon as there's a law made or some judge orders something, they cave in. And, you know, I guess you've talked to me enough times to know that I'm not a believer in all laws. You know, they make laws, but that don't mean that all laws are right. And I guess this is another case. If some judge said, hey, you're the Boy Scouts, but if girls want to be in there, you're going to have to let them in. Well, that's where the men should have stood up and said, no, we're just going to disband Boy Scouts. We're no longer going to be Boy Scouts anymore. You know, but they won't stand. And that's the problem in America. People will not stand for what's right. They want to cave for every law that's made or some judge's orders. You know, and people think I don't want any law. That's not the case either. You know, I've said that before. Because if you don't have any law, you have chaos. But laws that overstep the boundaries just because it's made a law doesn't help us either. You know, I always said they could arrest me if I hadn't done anything wrong that I knew of. They could still come in and arrest me because there's something out there that I've broken, whether it's speaking publicly on the phone or something else. You know, I mean, there's so many laws being made that you can't hardly not break them. I mean, so I hope that that lawsuit stands. That the men either will say, no, we're not going to have women in our Boy Scouts, or they disband it, you know, and let the women go on if they want to stand for what's right. And like, it's a Girl Scouts, and that's all within our Girl Scouts is girls. Then let that be the winner. So that's my opinion on that. And I've got some other things I want to talk to you about, but I'll try to call you tomorrow on that.
All right. I will I will wait eagerly. It is 9 minutes until the top of the hour. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. Got to take care of some business here before the top of the hour, though, including this football playoff feature, which is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton. Call them at 623-2207.
This is John Evan, and I play offensive and defensive tackle for the Ridgewood Generals. My favorite memory of this season was beating Indian Valley at home week 6. It meant a lot to beat a man to Clear Creek. It just means another week of football, and that's all you want come playoff time. I expect a fast, physical, and tough game from Meadowbrook. They're really talented on both sides of the ball. Got to be prepared. I would like to thank Coach Laney, Coach Carpenter, Coach Royer, and Coach Gress, Coach Lesser for putting me in this position.
This high school football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands? For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Going through a hard time? How many times have you heard things happen for a reason? But if you just lost a spouse, a job, or are going through a divorce, hearing that doesn't really help. that this will. Paramount Advantage Medicaid is here for you with doctors you want to see, excellent hospitals, nearby pharmacies, even transportation to medical appointments. Life will get better. All you need is a little advantage. Learn more about Paramount Advantage Medicaid at ParamountAdvantage.org.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Do you have bad water? Let Progressive Water Treatment help. We carry many products from water softeners to reverse osmosis systems. Progressive Water Treatment also offers delivery of softener salt and drinking water directly to your home or business. Progressive Water Treatment wants to provide you with clean, pure water, so stop in today and ask about a free water analysis. We are conveniently located inside Frontier Supply on South 2nd Street or call us at 622-5711.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll.
It's time for the 61st Annual Minstrel Show. It's a little bit country, it's a little bit rock and roll.
Well, I'm not a little bit country, and I'm not a little bit rock and roll. And if you've ever seen me, I'm not a little bit at all.
That's okay, Pep. Just show up at Riverview High School November 16, 17, and 18.
If I come a little bit early, can a guy get something to eat?
Sure, Pep. The Riverview Park Board will be serving a spaghetti dinner 2 hours prior to each show.
I am a little bit hungry.
You're always a little bit hungry.
A little bit.
Call 622-5031 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 to 1 to reserve your tickets.
Hello, I'm Kathy Hudson, and November is National Hospice Month. At Community Hospice of Coshocton, a nonprofit organization, our staff and volunteers have provided professional services to thousands of patients and their families facing end-of-life issues. We have served patients in our community since 1986 and encourage you to contact us with your questions. Community Hospice of Coshocton, providing peace, hope, and compassion at the end of life.
It's the Exominal High School playoff football, and WTNS Radio is taking you to the games.
It's overthrown and intercepted, and it could be returned. Down to the 20, the 15, inside the 10, and into the end zone. Touchdown on the interception by Tri-Valley.
Friday night's broadcast in Division II football playoffs, Tri-Valley takes on Wadsworth at Dover Crater Stadium. Then on Saturday, in Division 5 football playoffs, the Ridgewood Generals take on Meadowbrook at New Philadelphia Woody Hayes Quaker Stadium. Airtime both nights approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7.
Tingle the quarterback, gets the snap, straight back, looking to throw, little out pattern, caught by Colton Smith, has some room. He's across the midfield, the 40, he's down the sideline to the 30. The 20, the 10, 5, touchdown, Colton Smith.
You can catch all the play-by-play right here on 99.3 or online anywhere at mywtnsradio.com. It's high school playoff football. We're taking you to the games right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine are physicians. They set broken bones, perform wound care, treat corns, calluses, remove bunions, and can even perform total ankle replacements. Our physicians complete three-year residencies in hospitals and train to manage your total foot and ankle health. Athletes with arch problems or tendon issues frequently seek out care from our physicians. Common health issues that podiatric physicians treat include ingrown or fungal nails, as well as warts and skin problems like athlete's foot. If you have ulcers or blisters, you should have that checked and have your footwear checked too. Diabetics are especially prone to foot issues when they have neuropathy. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? Visit associationsadvanceohio.com to find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association to help you, so you know that you are being treated by the very best.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday, Ohio State heads to East Lansing to take on Michigan State. Draw a handoff, Mike Weber, running left angle, 25-30. Weber, 35-40. Weber hits the 50, gets to the Michigan State 40. On the move to the Michigan State 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber. Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Saunders. C.J. Saunders catches a strike. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m.
I'm still looking for some definitive information about how the Boy Scouts arrived at their decision to accept the girls to begin with. I don't have a definitive answer to that. Maybe we can pick it up again tomorrow. This football playoff feature is brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent in Coshocton. Call 623-2207.
This is Colton Smith, and I play a wide receiver for the Ridgewood Generals. My favorite memory of this season was beating them in Clear Creek last week, and it meant a lot to me because we won a home football game, and it means we get to play another week with our teammates. And what I expect from Meadowbrook is a hard game, and we're going to have to play well, and hopefully we can come out on top. I would like to thank my fans, the team, and our coaches for this season.
This high school football playoff feature was brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Financial, your Allstate agent, located at 777 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Call 623-2207. Are you in good hands? The 24th annual WTNS 50 Plus Expo is coming up Thursday, November the 15th. That is a week from tomorrow at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Everyone is welcome to attend, and admission is free. There'll be a Sunday bar courtesy of Witt's Frozen Custard, and that's the WTNS 50 Plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites, Thursday, November the 15th from 10 to 3. That wraps up our Communication Alliance program today. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. And we'd like to thank Marty Bickle and Debbie Sheets from Emmanuel Lutheran Church for joining us. It's their annual church bazaar coming up this Saturday from 10 to 2 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. That's 1500 Pleasant Valley Drive in Coshocton. Weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 40s, mainly clear tonight, lows around 30, and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy Thursday night, rain likely with a chance of snow after midnight, little or no snow accumulation, lows in the mid-30s, chance of precipitation is 60%. Rain on Friday, highs in the mid-40s, chance of rain 80%. Currently outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 55 degrees. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock.